And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're once again live at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Long Beach, California for the final day of the 71st edition of the Fred Hall Show. It's been a great show, and we have a full day today and a great show today, too. We have, of course, our buddy Bart Hall is here to talk all about the great stuff going on here at the show. And from Mammoth Lakes, we have Josh here, and from Katmai Lodge in beautiful Alaska, we have Jeff Topp. So, going to be a great show with a lot more special guests coming in. You stay tuned. Southern California sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes. Introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available soon at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 in the Shimano booth at the Fred Hall Shows, and coming soon to your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo and a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-tracks cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150, or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more, or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. I can't believe, you know, we always talk about Fred Hall Show, Fred Hall Show Long Beach. It is the big one. It's the biggest tackle display. And Bart always says, you know, there's no way you can see it in one day. There's no way you can see it in all the days. Because here it is Sunday. It feels like the show has flown by, and there's still so much stuff that's going on inside that hall, and I cannot wait to get to it one more day.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even get a chance to go to the arena.
Me too.
Bart Hall's with us, and quite a day Final day today, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and my goal is to get around and see the corners of the show that I haven't seen.
Right.
Go to the arena.
Yeah.
You've never seen a boat layout like that anywhere, not in a showroom, not in a convention center, nowhere. You have to go in there.
Yeah. In fact, some of the guys were telling me, man, did you see that boat in the arena, this one and that one? And, God, there's so many. Have you counted the number of boats in the show?
Actually, no, I haven't. I just say acres because there's acres.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know, the convention center did a nice job 2 years ago. They built a ceiling that lowers down. They have these cute little ball lights in there, and they can change all the colors, and they can make motion. We can do anything. We can do different colors every minute. As a matter of fact, the first time I had the moving, the dealers came in and said, we're getting seasick. Stop the motion.
You have disco music, too?
We could. Yeah. It's like a disco. We can do everything. So it, and the ceiling goes up and down, so it's just a lot of fun. You need to go see it. But I agree, though. I walked the show yesterday for about 4 hours, and I think I probably saw 15% of it.
Right.
Of course, I can't get very far without stopping and talking to somebody, but still, I mean, I was on a mission to walk the show. I can't do it.
Yeah.
It's just too much. If you want to talk to every lodge owner, that'll take you a week.
Good luck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Know? No, it's quite a sensational show, and today's your final day to see this. And like you always say, Bart, once it gets packed up and gone, it's gone.
You know, it's emotional for me. You know, the this time I don't, you know, it was 2 minutes to opening. We always open exactly on the dot when we say we're going to open. It's a superstition of mine. And I'm looking at my phone, and it's 2 minutes to opening. And my father's face pops into my head, you know. And I get emotional and start crying. But I'm loving it. You know, it's a great experience. Thank you very much. And so then the same thing happens. When it comes down at the end of the day, we all feel kind of sad about it because this particular show will never, ever be here again. Hopefully we can recreate something as good or better, but this one's gone. And it's, to me, it's a living, breathing thing, and it's so wonderful to see all these anglers together and sharing experiences and stories. And I was by Fisherman's Landing booth. Frank was sitting there. Kathy was there. And I'm walking over to talk to him, and all of a sudden there's this explosion of, hey, hi, how are you? I haven't seen you in a long time. And there's like five guys in the middle of the aisle hugging each other. Whoa, dude.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you pack up today, and then you head for Bakersfield.
Yes, we do. We have to get out of here by tomorrow afternoon, and we haven't quite worked the logistics of that out yet. I think Tim's designated to close it up. I got to do a little paperwork with the convention center, and then I'm heading home to do laundry. And Tuesday morning we'll be in Bakersfield, and Dave Mondaggi will be in Bakersfield tomorrow. He's going to haul the bass tank up there and be our first guy on site. So
wow, big deal. So that'll be the first year of the Fred Hall Bakersfield.
Yeah, first year. You know, it's a 40-year-old show, and the guy who ran it for the last 20 years is Mike Hatcher. He's a good friend of ours. He comes to the show every year. He's a big hunter, big fisherman, just loves the Fred Hall shows. And he was just getting ready to walk away from it, so we kind of stepped in and took it over. And he's a consultant with us for the next few years to kind of make it smooth and make it happen. We were afraid to put the Fred Hall name on it, to tell you the truth, because it's more of a county fair kind of deal with hunting and fishing. And if you call it a Fred Hall show, then all of a sudden you've got to make it a Fred Hall show.
Yeah.
So, but Mike and I finally did it, and they've had one boat dealer in there for the last 10 years, and they called it a boat show. Now we have 11.
11 boat dealers.
Dealers. And now we do have acres of boats. We have to put up a new structure outside to house them. They had 6 or 7 tackle displays. Now we have 75. It's just that kind of. But they also, it's have 1,500 cars over 2 days in a Super Cruise car show. It's a big RV show. There's one RV dealer alone that brings 100 RVs.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's, they have sand drags, tractor pulls, jumping dogs.
Wow. All
yeah,
kinds of stuff.
Lots of stuff. Yeah.
That's going to be a fun thing. And then a couple weeks later, we're going to be in Del Mar for the San Diego show.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Del Mar, we all get to take a break and visit with each other and have a good time. And what a great show.
That's a
that
great
is.
Show.
Great
yeah.
show.
Yeah. Fantastic. You know, we talked about boat dealers. Went by and saw Kevin from West Coast Marine and saw Robin Parker, who was out here from North Carolina, and talking to them. And they've had a fantastic show.
you know, that's a, we talked about this in your show
and,
before.
And they had the Yamaha display, too, with those incredible Yamaha outboards.
I mean, it's a family-owned business. You know, we feel real close. You know, Linwood's been coming out here for a long time, and he, I remember the first time he came out, he was, like, blown away. Going, wow, I had no idea this was like this out here.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they're doing well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then the guy Mark and the guys from Inland Boat Center, they've been selling boats like crazy. People are buying boats.
He certainly has a lot of boats back there.
Say, can you imagine how much work it must be to get all those boats up here?
Oh, wait till you see him in Del Mar. It's bigger.
No, come on.
No, it's bigger. It's bigger. And in Anglers Marine's like 30% bigger.
I mean, oh, my.
No, we've never had so many boats in those buildings in Del Mar.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Pretty impressive. Well, you mentioned lodges, and there's so many great lodges here. Jeff Topp is here from one of my favorite lodges, Katmai Lodge. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Of course, last year when you were on the show with us, it was just before I was able to come up there and fish with my wife, Lolly, and I went fished with you for our Let's Talk Hookup trip last July, and what a fantastic trip. What a beautiful place, Katmai. Revisiting Katmai once again after being gone for a few years, that place is so magical.
You know, it's an amazing place, and the group you bring up is always an amazing group as well. They were some of the, probably, if not the most fun group overall.
Cool.
Certainly top three. I mean, you guys put a nice one together for us, so we definitely appreciate it, you know.
A lot of non-fishing people, and I had people, there was a lot of couples that we had in that trip, and people that had never fished before came up to me and said, thank you for bringing me here. This is one of the great experiences of my life. And that's kind of what Katmai is. It is a life experience, right?
Well, that's the neat part about it. Whether you're an expert angler or you're a total novice, never even put a rod in your hand, we can take care of you up there. Our guides are full-blown instructors, however you want to go about it. You know, whether you want to catch trout, whether you want to catch, you know, salmon, whether you want to catch them on a conventional tackle, a spinning rod, whether you want to go fly rod, and whether you want to learn how to cast a fly rod. That's all the things that we do up there on a daily basis. Whether you don't have to be an expert. And then the beauty of learning how to do something you've never done in the fishing world before in Alaska is you go up there, you learn it, and you go catching while you're doing it.
Yeah, you're gonna get shots while you're learning.
You're not at a pond or out in a lawn or anything learning how to do it. You know, you're on the river, you have one guide to two people. You have
so
total
cool
instruction the entire time, if you want it. If not, sometimes we got guys, just leave them alone, and off they go.
And like you said, the cool thing is you can be a saltwater guy that loves to travel to these big tuna destinations, want to try something different, and go up there and have no problem fishing conventional tackle. And then if you want to say that you caught a salmon in a river, you can check that off your list, learn how to do it while you're up there, but also know that your conventional tackle is going to work just fine.
Yeah, we do it all. You know, it wouldn't be right to be one way or another when you're having people come that far to go fishing in what I consider the most amazing place on earth.
Yeah, so cool. So. You've been there for how many years, Jeff?
20 or 21 now.
And it still is magic to you, right?
You know, there's still stuff I see every single year that I'm like, wow, never seen that before.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's part of the land, part of the country, you know, a bear doing something crazy you've never seen, a monster moose, or a fish that's just a special fish. You know, it's I haven't been bored yet. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
One of my favorite parts is when you call the show during the season and give us our weekly reports and how much you just gloss over, just like you said, bear sightings and moose and this, that, and the other. I mean, it's become numb to you for sure. And, you know, then when Pete will come back from the trip, he goes, yeah, we were fishing this spot. It was really good. And then a bear came through, and so we moved over to this spot over here. And we started doing them. Like, you did what? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's just no big deal up there.
Yeah. And these are brown bears. These are big bears.
These are the big boys.
Yeah,
yes,
so
they're
cool. Big bears. Yeah, no, and people go, oh, I don't want to fish where bears are, but really, you're totally safe when you're with your guide, right?
You absolutely want to come fish where the bears are.
Yeah,
it's the only place you can go, you know, where you can actually go fish and see grizzly bears, you know, and see all kinds of eagles and all kinds of wildlife, and be safe and be fishing and be having a great time. And you know, like you said, I gloss over it because I see it. I bet you there's not 3 days in a row that goes by that I don't see a bear.
Wow. Yeah. That's so cool, Jeff. That's so cool.
And so many different types of fish. The Alagnak River gets all five species of Pacific salmon, which is very, very rare in Alaska, right?
It really is, you know. And the thing with that is, like, we have them spread out over 2 months. So no matter when you decide to come to Katmai, you're going to have more than one species of salmon to fish for.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Entire summer. So it's a neat thing.
So much more to talk about with Katmai. But sitting next to you, a little closer to home, Mammoth Lakes, Josh is here. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, everyone. How's it going?
Great. You guys have that phenomenal booth here at the show. Always Mammoth is well representative because it's such a special place for all of us here in Southern California.
Oh, it is. It is. You know, it's a lot of fun watching this year having the booth, take your photo with the big fish booth right next to our Mammoth Lakes booth where, you know, you're watching all these kids come over just gleaming, so excited to take a photo with the fish. They're hooking it up with that big rod. And then right next door, you can catch one of those many amazing seminars from all the incredible either guides or services and lodges and stuff. So
how does the big fish work? How does that photo work?
Basically you walk over. We've got a crew from Pixter taking photos, and so you can walk right on over there, and they'll shoot a photo for you. You guys can share it to social media. You can have it actually printed out, and everything's free. That's the best part.
That's so cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hard to beat free.
Yeah, they'll print it out. They'll email it to you, the whole deal, right?
Yep, the whole deal.
Yeah. That trout is pretty amazing, and
it is.
And Mammoth is an amazing place. I mean, you guys had a stocking program last summer and fall that was just unbelievable,
unreal.
And this year it could be better, right?
This year could be better. You know, we're gonna see a season start a little bit later this year as far as fishing goes. I mean, we've got the opener on the 29th, but we're gonna be stocking fish before that, and then in the lakes, of course, that we can that aren't frozen over. Right. Last year, we were putting about $100,000 into the lakes, and that's just our organization alone. Combining that in with Mono County and DFW, it is just going to be an incredible summer.
Wow, fantastic. And what a snow year.
What a snow. In fact, I'm actually looking at the report right now. It looks like we got 2 to 4 inches last night.
Last night.
Adding to the 500-inch season total. So now we're at 514 inches. Oh,
40
so far.
Feet of snow.
And that's only at 8,909 feet. So imagine those lakes that are at 9,000 and above.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
That's wild.
I was able to dig out and swim out of all the snow and get down here to the sunny sunny SoCal.
I can imagine. And March, a lot of times, March, April is some of the snowiest times. I mean, can you guys handle any more?
You know, I've talked to many people and I've given up shoveling. There's nowhere I can
nowhere to shovel it to
through the snow anymore. So it's it's a bit crazy to deal with, but it is a lot of fun to see because we're going to see a lot of the lakes fill up this year, and it's going to be a great fishing season in Mammoth Lakes and the Eastern Sierra.
Yeah, spring, summer. Spring's going to be interesting. Summer's going to be fantastic, but fall is going to be unbelievable.
Yeah. Fall this year is really what we're like, we cannot wait for the fall.
Yeah, it's going to be really fantastic.
You've got the fall color, beautiful fish. I mean, it's hard to beat.
Yeah, and it's close to home.
Yeah, it's close to home.
Yeah. And the cool thing is you can now fly to Mammoth. It's
so easy.
You can now fly.
We offer multiple flights, and you can fly out of Burbank. Flying through JetSuite X, you can fly out of San Diego, fly out of Los Angeles, and fly out of San Francisco, all the Mammoth Lakes.
Wow.
Yep.
And you know, last year, with the partnerships that they have, they stocked over 650,000 pounds of trout. Wow.
650,000 pounds.
Yeah, 1,000. And by the way, he's not just a pretty face. He's also a really good angler because I've gone out with him and seen. He's the one that catches the fish for all their videos.
You're that guy. Huh?
I'm that guy.
That's cool. What kind of fishing do you like to do? Conventional fly fishing?
Fly fishing. You know, and in fact, I'm actually really excited because I got a kayak and a float tube this year. So I'm really, really excited for the lakes to thaw out and get out in the kayak.
You have a favorite lake?
If I'm going to fish in the Mammoth Lakes Basin, Lake George always. Backside against that rock there. Mm.
Ooh.
That's the jam.
Maybe near the spillway there.
Okay. Oh. All right. Well, spillway's good.
Yeah, and George should be plentiful this year, right?
Plentiful. Well, actually, we've got some exciting news. NASA released a report doing a little snow survey up there in Mammoth Lakes, and they gave the information out that there's about 50 feet of snow in the Mammoth Lakes Basin in certain sections. So there's 50
walls
feet
that's
of
crazy.
Snow in the Mammoth Lakes Basin. Yeah, pretty incredible.
It is. I was up there last week, and it's just a sight to see. I really wanted to make it up there just to see it. Now I want to go back again just because there's the skiing right now. Skiing, snowboarding is just off the charts good.
It is off the charts good. And then, you know, we've got April 29th coming up close. You can ski and fish in the same day.
The opener, right?
The opener.
But there are accessible places to fish. This time of the year, you could do as if you get the right day, you can fish the
the Upper and Lower Owens, right?
Upper and Lower Owens. You've got Hot Creek. You've got East Walker. And you can make your way down, of course, like you said, the Lower Owens down in Bishop. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And then I believe Diaz just opened up this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, so southern, south from Independence, you can fish Lake Diaz.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, great to have you, Josh.
Thanks. And, thanks. Great to be here.
And Executive Director Wayne Cotto from CCA California. Good morning, Wayne.
So, morning. Wayne.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, great to have you join us here on our panel, too, today. CCA has been a big part. You join CCA, you get into the show free, and you get this fantastic booklet. We talked about it yesterday, right?
Absolutely. That coupon book is amazing. There's minimum, you know, you get in and you start filling out coupons. There's six raffles and some free giveaways right off the bat before you do anything else and, you know, taking advantage of all the specials that are in there for shopping.
Yeah, we gave away a lot of those Angle Cooler mugs, those Angle Tumblers yesterday when people bought Maui Jim sunglasses and Let's Talk Hookup shirts. A lot of those went out.
People better get in. That's a limited amount.
Yeah,
limited
we have a few left. Right. I'll tell you that, but not a lot. So if you want to take advantage of that, it's a $40 tumbler. And once you start using that Angle Tumbler, they're pretty pretty special.
Spill-proof.
Yeah, spill-proof. You can spill it over, tip it upside down. It doesn't spill. They're pretty neat. So one of the things that you're doing today's the last day, is this Red Rum Trip giveaway. Tell us about that. This is a phenomenal deal.
The L.A. chapter, who's helping us with the booth outside and inside this year, put together a Red Rum raffle. So it is a Cabo trip. It is six people. 5 days, four nights, 2 days of fishing on the 33-foot Red Rum vessel, and the condos included, and the raffle tickets are only $20.
Get out of here. That's cool.
So, and you said that, you know, that there's it's a pretty good chance to win if you buy one.
Oh, it's even better than that, because every day we had a daily drawing on top of that. So you get two chances for that raffle ticket. So for $20, you get in the daily raffle, and today will be a reel, and then all the tickets go back in, a reel, and then all the tickets go back in at the end of the show for the grand prize, and it gets drawn tonight after the close of the show.
And this is a condo in Cabo San Lucas?
It is Red Rum's condo.
Red Rum's condo right there in the harbor.
Puts all six people up on it.
Yeah, and boat, which is a beautiful boat. I've seen the boat down there in Cabo.
Two days of fishing.
Is there a specific time period?
It is good for 1 year. You just make the reservation. If they have the opening, they'll let you in.
And for $20, you could have this $5,000 trip.
Yeah, you and five of your friends.
How cool.
Whoa.
That's way cool.
Whoa. So how do we enter?
Come to any one of our booths. We can sell you the tickets.
Okay. And it's $20 a piece or six for 100. Yeah. And all the money goes, of course, to...
Right to CCA.
The CCA. And what does CCA do?
Coastal Conservation Association of California, we support the saltwater angler. We're the ones fighting to keep the fishing open and protect your rights. We also do the hatchery program with Hub SeaWorld Research Institute. So we're the ones helping with the white sea bass and trying to get that next species out. Right now we're working on halibut, trying to get that authorized as the next species. On top of that, we're the ones fighting to get your artificial reef started out here. Yesterday we had the Department of Fish and Wildlife. We're working with them to work on that program to push it forward because we want more habitat. And on top of that, we're working on science programs. We want truthful science to really tell you the truth on what's going out there in the ocean. You know, let the science tell the story, and then we can then adjust what we need to do, whether that's saving a resource or opening it back up to us for fishing.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting in talking to Craig Schumann and also Director Chuck Bonham yesterday is CCA came up in their voices many times.
Yeah.
It's like, well,
yeah,
we're working with Wayne at CCA, we're working with Wayne at CCA. What if we didn't have Wayne at CCA, man? There'd be nobody to be working with for our rights to go fishing.
Well, thank you, but it is all of us working together. This is a grassroots effort. The whole program is based on membership. It is based on everybody getting involved. We have these MPA baseline meetings coming up and down the coast. We announced them yesterday, again, working with Ocean Science Trust and the OPC. To try to get the word out. We need everybody showing up to these meetings because it's our representation, our voice back in, working together with everybody. And the fishermen need to show up.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you go ahead.
I get so frustrated. How many in here are members of CCA? That's a pretty good representation, but not everybody. And everybody should be a member of the Coastal Conservation Association of California. The only national organization fishermen have is Coastal Conservation Association. Hunters have NRA. We only have CCA. And if we don't join we won't be able to have him do the work that he has to do. And all the, you know, it can't be, there can't be 20 guys supporting this thing for 10 years. It can't be like that. It has to be everybody. And I don't understand why everybody doesn't join. It's not expensive. The package he's put together, you make money. When you give them the $50, you just made $100.
Yeah.
You know, it just makes no sense why. I don't understand. Please join today.
Yeah. And I might add, too, that if you are supporting a fishing tackle store, a fishing landing, and they're not a member of CCA, please push them to do that, because they all should be. And if they're not, I wouldn't understand why they wouldn't, because we're protecting their rights to be in business, right? Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, as you can hear, great show today.
Oh, man.
Lots to talk about.
So much cool stuff to talk about between everything going on Fred Hall and CCA and Mammoth. And, boy, I can't wait to hear more about Katmai. So much great stuff going on today. If you want to be a part of the Let's Talk Hookup, the best thing to do is just come join us. We're live at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach, having a great time. Just come on through the lobby right downstairs. You can't miss us. It's a great spot, and we want to have you come up. And if you do, step up to the microphone to ask a question. Just see Dave. He's got the great Let's Talk Hookup shirt on. Let him know that you'd like to ask a question. He'll get it to Pete. And everybody that steps up to the microphone this morning is going to win a great pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Spartan Reefs, which is a really nice fishing glass. It's actually the glass that Sandro was talking about yesterday. It's his favorite pair of Maui Jims. So you're going to get a Spartan Reef pair of Maui Jim with that great Marlin frame, which is a really killer blue to brown faded frame. It's really cool. Super thin glass. It's the bronze material, bronze color. It's one of my favorite pairs of Maui Jims. A really, really cool pair. And that's for one person that steps up to the microphone this morning. Again, just let Dave know that you'd like to ask a question. You'll be in the drawing. Or give us a call this morning. If you're in the car, head it up to the Fred Hall Show. There's two ways that you can reach us on the phone. And first is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Everybody that calls this morning is going to be eligible to win a pack of two tickets to come check out the Fred Hall Show in just a couple of weeks when it rolls on down to Del Mar.
Yeah, indeed.
And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted panga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
Hey everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it: the fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat, from the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the with a backup bait pump system. My Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're live at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach, enjoying the great show. So much cool stuff to see at the booth. I know yesterday I got a chance to finally do a little bit of a walkabout and had a lot of fun. Got to go down and see all the boys over at Ken's Custom Reels. I know they got the giant crew that comes up from Oceanside every year. And
that
those
booth
guys are,
is busy.
Yeah, they do.
Wes is always the master.
It's crazy. It's crazy how fast that guy can tear apart a big game reel. I mean, a big game two-speed. You could show up there with your Shimano Talica, watch that guy completely tear apart and know all the little tips and tricks on putting those things back together. So that's been fun. And then yesterday I did a little stop off at that San Diego Tackle Traders booth. They got all the old jigs. And I was there with Brandon and I, and, like, you put a wall of old surface iron techs. We're going through trying to find this one and that one. And there's just so much different stuff. I mean, every day of my life I work in a fishing tackle store, and I have so much fun checking out all the other tackle stores' displays and different. And I just love it. This Fred Hall show is such a fun time, and I can't believe that this one is almost over. We got another full day to enjoy it, and
oh, yeah.
We obviously got Bakersfield and Del Mar coming our way.
Yeah, get in there today. It starts at 10 o'clock today. It's so much fun to be had there. I want to thank all the people that donated prizes for our live audience here. Come on down. We have plenty of room left here at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Long Beach. Come on down. We're giving away a bunch of stuff today, and Promar has given us a lot of product, AFCO, Rapala, Shimano, grand prizes today, three-quarter-day trip on the Liberty, a three-quarter-day trip on the San Diego. We have an AFCO belt that we're giving away. It's a lot of stuff to give away. So come on down. You have a very, very good chance to win something. And, of course, if you step up to the mic, you have a chance to win this pair of Maui Tim sunglasses. Just see Gary, Dave, and they'll take care of you there, or Roger there. I want to thank those guys, too, for helping me out in the booth. Couldn't do it without them. And it's great to have you guys, and thanks for all your support that you have there. Hey, here's a guy who's been at the show, John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, John.
Morning, John.
Peter, Rick, all the guests there at the Hyatt. Hey. This is unusual for me. Normally I'm up there standing in front of everybody doing it, playing hooky today, though. I'm on the hook
here.
Yeah,
but something happened in your life, right? What was that?
It sure was. Yeah, I'm a grandpa for the second time in a row. Jeannie had a little baby girl, Elise, Friday evening, about 4:30 in the afternoon, so we're all excited, so I had to race down. So I've got a good reason.
That's cool, John. Congratulations.
So in the meantime, Rancho Leonero is open and fishing, so what's going on down there?
It sure is. Yeah, we opened Wednesday, the same day the show started, March 1st, and actually the fishing's been pretty good. The conditions are almost exactly what you'd expect, pretty much normal. I was just checking the water temp. It's 70 to 71 degrees, which is real normal for this time of year. We haven't sent out a whole lot of boats. The weather's been very nice and flat since Wednesday, since we opened. The boats that have been going out, they've been catching striped marlin, which is real normal for this time of year, on the bank. There's been a few of them. A medium bike, it's just picking up. We've got real nice Spanish Mac for bait, and the guys are actually catching them in about 100 feet of water. They're going for the yellowtail as well. They're picking up a few yellowtail, and they're picking up a striped marlin mixed with them. I'd say, you know, every other day they're picking up a striped marlin, something like that. It's still not wide open, so we're still kind of getting going. Boy, there are a lot of skipjacks around. Gosh, the boats are picking up 30, 40, 50 skipjacks in a day. The guys, everybody's getting a chance to pull. They're 5 to 10 pound fish, but there's a load of them around. And of course, they're picking up a few yellowtail in the 30 to 40 pound range. For everyone you're picking up, they're right on the bottom. So for everyone that you're getting to the boat, you're losing 3 or 4, or you're getting rocked. So there's some big yellowtail around. Inside the fly fishing guys, a lot of Sierra, which is typical for this time of year. A lot of small to medium-sized rooster fish, which bodes well for coming up later in the months. And that's just very, very typical inshore fishing as well. So we're just getting up and getting going, you guys, but things are looking good.
Time to book some trips, too, and I know Pam and Phil will be in the Laurentia Lanier booth right behind the Let's Talk Hookup booth. You can book that trip. You can book. I know we filled a lot of spots for our Let's Talk Hookup tournament in June, and there's still spots available, but they're not going to last for long. If you want to book right at the Rancho Lanier booth today at the show, or give them a call, right, John?
Exactly. Keep in mind we're only 34 rooms. We're we are the smallest hotel on the East Cape, and so we're probably the first to fill up. So if you do want to get rooms, you should call early for sure. And really, by the way, I wanted to mention really, really great show. Enjoyed doing the show until I got the phone call, and I had to leave yesterday. But as usual, the Long Beach show is awesome, and we do a lot of bookings at the show, so it's a real good opportunity for you to come over to the booth and sign up if you can, for sure. And the number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAHA, or RanchoLandArrow.com.
Thanks, John, and congratulations on the new grandchild, and same back to Jeannie, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, you guys. You sure will.
See you, John.
Appreciate that very much. Dave Dolan, our guy helping us out here on the mic, has a question. Step up to the mic there, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Yeah, for Josh there. Yeah, I've been going up through your area since the late 60s. Just love it dearly. And looking ahead to this season, with all that snow you have up there, we have a fifth-wheel travel trailer, and we enjoy staying in the Lakes Basin up there. When do you think the road through the basin might be cleared off? And in particular, we really like Coldwater Campground. When do you think the campgrounds are going to be open there? And as a follow-up, how late do you think you're going to be skiing up there this year?
Yeah. Well, that's a great question. You know, we're looking at a lot of snow up there in the Eastern Sierra right now. And we've got our fingers crossed for Father's Day opening for the Mammoth Lakes Basin. So that will be the road, Lake Mary Road, to get you up to Coldwater Campground. You know, if Mother Nature decides to do something else and really heat up, we'd love to see it open up a little bit sooner. But we, like I said, we've got our fingers crossed for that Father's Day date. Looking at towards the end of June, early July, for all of the roads in the Mammoth Lakes Basin to be open. We've got, you know, earlier I mentioned NASA reported about 50 feet of snow in Mammoth Lakes Basin in some sections, so it will take a while for all that snow to melt out. To follow up with your question about the mountain, Mammoth Mountain's already committed to staying open until 4th of July. But there are some rumors out there saying that they might stay open through August. So we might be skiing in August.
Whoa.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be really crazy.
Awesome. Yeah.
Bring the sunblock for that kind of skiing.
Exactly.
Has that ever happened before, Josh?
Not since I've been up there. I've only been up there 6 years. So I actually moved up there the year after the last snowpocalypse year, or the last snowmageddon, as we like to say. but I don't remember ever hearing them ever skiing in August. So mountain biking, skiing, fishing, all that in August sounds pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome. All right, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks
for all your help too, Dave. We sure appreciate that. Harry, sitting right in the front row here. Harry, you're up. Thanks for joining us here at our live broadcast at the Hyatt Regency.
For you. I'm looking forward to doing a lot of fishing in San Diego with the season coming up. At the end of my saltwater fishing, I want to come up north. What's the latest that I can come up there? What is your season?
We're there from mid-July or mid-June all the way into the first week or the second week of September. Depending on how our bookings fall towards the end, if we can, the more people we book, we'll stay open later and later if we can fill those weeks.
Aside from the change in the weather, are the fish quantities of fish and quality of fish change at all as you get further on?
Well, we have different salmon throughout the whole summer. They're not all there at the same time. So if you were to come in the later part of August and the early part of September, you'd be fishing primarily for our chum salmon and our silver salmon. And those still, the silver salmon will still be coming in for sure on the tide. So you're still getting fresh chrome salmon well into September.
And you can take a box of fish home.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's good eating. It's good eating salmon. And you'll send, we'll vacuum seal you up a bunch of fillets, send them home with you. And our trout fishing that time of year is hands down the best time of the year to be there.
What single reel should I bring?
You need to bring a 310 trout reel if you come up.
Okay.
And a 6-weight size for your trout.
Yeah. And they have all the equipment. They have waders, boots,
yeah,
all
no,
your gear. You don't
have
to bring anything.
Is you don't have to have, you don't have to go out and buy any tackle for it. We have all fairly new spin rods, fairly new fly rods, conventional tackle. And you don't have to worry about flying up with them. You don't have to worry about going through the airports with them.
Yes.
And when I say fairly new, like last year new, like not like in the 80s new. You know, I mean, sometimes people say, oh, we got all the gear. And Pete can vouch for it. He fished with me up there last year. Our tackle is good tackle. It really is. And you don't have to bring any rods. You don't have to bring any baits. You don't have to bring any flies. Your guide has all the stuff for you. We even have waders and wading boots that we let people use, and they're nice stuff.
Yeah. You just sold me. I'll be in September.
Yeah. Right on, man. Come on up. We'd love to have you. It's a great time to fish trout.
You kind of answered that question, but that's the part that intrigues me probably more than anything else is hearing Pete and hearing you talk about the size of the trout that you catch on a somewhat regular basis, and then hearing about the trophy class of fish that you guys catch. It blows me away, and you're saying the later in the season, the better for that big trout fishery.
Well, you know, we have trout in our river all season, sure. And it's always good trout fishing. But the last month of our season, the salmon start to spawn, and they put the feed bag on with the eggs of the salmon, and they gain weight at a rate that's just unfathomable to me. We will literally pick a rainbow up for a photo, and he will be throwing up salmon eggs.
Really?
Coming out of his mouth. You'll see them all on the inside of his jaws and everything. I mean, they're just straight chowing.
But you need two hands to pick these trout up. They're so huge.
Yeah, they're darn awesome.
A 30-inch trout is a big one, but not uncommon.
It's a huge one, but, you know, we see them every year. But there's a lot of trout from the 24 to 30-inch range.
Think about that.
That's a legal white sea bass.
Yeah, that's a giant.
And a trout.
And these are native trout. These were born and raised in the river there. So they
absolutely
are tough. They are tough. So, interestingly enough, our trip in July of 2017 is sold out at the Katmai Lodge. You do have other spots available. So in 2008, it's become such a popular trip for our listeners. In 2018, we're talking about not only doing our July trip, which is a fantastic trip because you have a chance to catch the incredible sockeye run there that is probably the biggest sockeye run in the world, right? Right there.
It's a real good one, no
doubt.
Yeah.
And of course, salmon, king salmon, trout, and such like that. But we're talking about doing a trout bum special the first week in September of 2018, where you're going to catch salmon as well as have a chance to do the flyout streams, right, Jeff?
Yeah, the flyout streams will be going in full bore. You know, probably try and make sure you fly one time while you're up there. Our main river will be full of trout, and we'll still have chrome silver salmon as well that time of year. It's a great time. You know, it's a little cooler but not cold. But if the weather breaks, it's sunny, it's beautiful. It'll be beautiful up there. It's unbelievable. The bears are in full effect. They're fat. They're happy. They're
cool.
You'll find them sleeping on the side of the riverbank. They've eaten so much salmon. They just don't even want to wake up when you drive the boat past them either.
Yeah.
They're in a full-blown food coma, no question.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, so many.
It's a great time.
Yeah, so watch for that. We'll keep you posted on dates and such like that for those 2018 trips to Katmai Lodge. Ken Ross is next up. Good morning, Ken. Thanks for joining us here at the Hyatt Regency.
What's up, Ken?
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a couple questions. One for Josh. A lot of times in conversation with my anglers when we talk about the Eastern Sierra, the question about Elper's trout always comes up. Mm. And everybody says, what's an Elper's trout? So maybe you could address that. And I have one for Bart. One of the things on my bucket list, since we're getting more friendly with Cuba, I was wondering if there's any vendors here that are offering fishing trips to Cuba or that might be something that's happening in the future. Thanks.
All right, first, I'll go and start that off. Josh here from Mammoth Lakes. The Alpers trout is almost, it's become a legend in the Eastern Sierra. Many of you guys know. And for me, I'm still fairly new to the area. I had the pleasure of hanging out with Tim Alpers actually last year at the San Diego Fred Hall Fishing Show. And boy, does that guy have a lot of fishing stories to tell. Basically, he ran a ranch up in the Eastern Sierra and grew some of the biggest monster trout in the Eastern Sierra. There's stories of some of the derbies of him raising 20, 25-inch trout. I mean, these trout were massive. And they were specific in the shape and color of the beast, basically. But as far as some of those deeper details, let me actually ask Tim or ask one of my coworkers specifically. Maybe Fred can actually hit to the Tim details a little bit more, because, like I said, I'm still fairly new to that area. But it is a legend.
Tim had a family property.
Family property.
And it was an interesting piece of land because the water came out of the ground at 50 degrees all year long. It never froze over. And the land had a slight tilt from the west to the east. And it was a stream. And he dammed it up in different places, and he would start with little fingerling trout in a box. And then he would release them into the first pond. He covered that with netting so the birds couldn't get to it. And the interesting thing he did, each of these ponds, the trout got bigger and bigger. And he would never give them enough feed to survive. They'd have to get enough food by going after the bugs that were in this natural habitat. And that's why Alpers trout were different. They just didn't have big bellies. They were bigger all over. Mm-hmm. So it was a very interesting thing. And I would suggest that you go by the Mammoth Lakes booth today, and maybe in between seminars we'll turn the sound up. There is the most wonderful 2.5-minute video narrated by Tim Alpers, put together by John Erdy and Josh and Whitney, that brings tears to my eyes every time I listen to it. And we got it going, but you can't hear it. Ask somebody to play that for you. It is unbelievable.
Yeah, come over to the booth, and we'll get that set up for you today.
As far as Cuba goes, I really don't know, but I would guess Richard Castaneda at Cast Tours might be able to figure something out, or Roy Clark could probably figure something out. He seems to always be going illegal places.
And those booths, you can find Cass right behind the Kingfisher Charters booth, and then Roy is right behind the Palmas de Cortez booth, Van Warmer Resort.
Yes.
Yeah, right there.
Don't be put off by Roy. He's actually okay.
He's a good guy.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup Pondere. More your phone calls, more great information, and we're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting out there. You stay tuned. Lots of great Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must-see this year, and the deals will be unmatched. Check out the most complete selection of Cousins rods ever. Cousins builds the finest saltwater rods available anywhere, and you can see them all in the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. Be sure to check out the brand new Fisherman's Landing Custom Series, built by Cousins to Fisherman's Landing Tackle specifications. Come visit our greatest booth ever, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and certainly the buzz at the Fred Hall Show is the introduction of the new Tranx 300 and 400, right?
It's been unbelievable. They're real. You know, we talked about it on the show when Robbie was on, and then we got a chance to see it a couple days, and then all of a sudden here it is, Fred Hall Show, and the reel has been so well received, and for perfect reason. It's perfect. It's the right size. It's small. It's compact. It's completely redesigned. It's got those killer high-efficiency gears. It's so smooth. But big line capacities, both the power gear and the high gear option, double paddle handle, power handle, and they have been absolutely flying for good reason.
Wow, yeah, and you still have them at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
We think we are going to have enough to get through most of the day. I will say, today being the last day, if you think you want a Tranx 400 power handle, you better get your butt up to the show early and get that thing bought first thing because there are not a lot left.
Yeah, for sure, but go by the Shimano booth at the show, see that amazing reel, and also bring your reels to the show,
yes.
And they'll do a service clinic right in the Shimano booth, though. Shimano booth, great spot to check out here at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
You're listening to the home of the Aztec.
What the slam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. We're live at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach getting ready for the final day of the biggie, the last day of the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. Having so much fun.
Hey, yeah, indeed. And look who's here, Gus from Burbank.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and he brought the famous Gus's smoked salmon for our panel here.
I'm excited for both Jeff and Josh because these are trout and salmon people.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And I guarantee you, I look at Jeff and I know that man has had a lot of smoked salmon in his day. I'm always anxious to hear because we think that Gus is like the most number one ever. And I always like to have a guy that's very familiar with smoked salmon to test it out.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's jump into the phone. Oh, let's jump into the Catch Report.
You got it, man. Today, the Catch Report sponsored in part by one of the busiest booths in the Fred Hall Show, and that's Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Go by the Fisherman's Processing booth and meet Sean and the gang. They're here at the Fred Hall Show, and you'll get to sample some of their amazing smoked fish and their smoked jerky. The Fisherman's Processing booth is such a worthy stop. Not only going to get information on the best processing in town, but you're also going to get to try that great product. If you want more information, you can check out fishermansprocessing.com. And let's start off the Catch Report up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great to see you at the show yesterday. You were wandering around checking it out.
Yeah, someone had come up, so we did a quick walkthrough. Yeah, lots of cool stuff up there. But, hey, we'll make it a quick one this week. Three-quarter day trips for us right now. You know, we're stoked to have that rockfish back in play for sure. You know, a few good days this week because it all recently opened. Some good mixed bottom fish. You know, if you're coming on a trip with us, we definitely recommend a good rod reel setup loaded with like 30 to 50 pound braid and a medium action rod. You know, we will be fishing this rockfish for the foreseeable future for sure. So definitely come prepared with that. You know, stop by and see Ricky and scoop up one of those Tranx reels and, you know, come on out on the boat. Close to home here, the half day stuff this week was a little bit tricky with some dirty water, but still some good opportunity on the calico bass, sheephead, sand bass, and whatnot when you can get set up in an area with a good condition set. You know, that's been the key for us here this last week was find a little spot that had a little bit of current, or if you can get it on the right part of the tide, you know, certainly, you know, we have had a couple good days as well. On our halibut derby leaderboard, you know, no new news this week. We still have that 32-pounder sitting in the top position there. Same old there. The Fury has real good fishing out at Clemente. I've got some trips on the book as well, so if you guys want to hop on an overnight trip, he's got that stuff loaded up and running a few times a week as well. So that's pretty much it for us. We certainly recommend calling and making a reservation to get out on a trip with us. The number at the landing here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can link us right there on the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. We've got our little banner ad. Save 25% on a local trip by getting that discount code off there, or, of course, you can check us out at danawarf.com. So just kind of a standard week here. We're stoked to have that rockfish back in play, and that's more or less it for us this week.
Awesome. Well, great report, Willie. Glad to hear that the rockfish is up in full swing and going to provide us some fun fishing in the weeks to come. And looks like we got some solid weather coming our way, too. So I think it's going to be some good fishing in Dana Wharf.
It's going to be a beautiful week of weather starting Tuesday, huh?
You got it.
Yeah, get out there and go rockfish fishing.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hey,
very fun to see up here.
Sorry, why don't you throw a couple 3-quarter-day passes in your prize pack there for the guys that are there listening to the show. Be stoked to get a couple of those guys down here and hop on a boat. So 2 3-quarter-day passes.
Nice. Right on, Willie.
Very nice. 3-quarter-day trips. We'll give a couple of passes away to our live audience here at the Hyatt Regency. Thanks a lot for that, Captain Brian Willie, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Appreciate that very much. All right. Tim from Long Beach is here in his hometown here at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. Thanks for joining us, Tim. Got a nice
Tim?
Let's Talk Hookup t-shirt. Go ahead and step right up to that mic.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I got this from the Ivanka Trump Spring Collection.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Looks good.
All right.
Man, this mic doesn't want to cooperate. Anyways, question for Josh. With the high Sierra snowpack at an all-time high, what besides high water and faster rushing water, what other kind of hazards can we expect for anglers?
This year we're seeing more rock slides than ever, even snow slides. We've seen Mount Whitney area had a pretty significant rock fall, and the Tioga Road actually had a pretty significant rock fall. So that's like one of the major issues that we're seeing with this amount of snow. It's causing a lot of slides, rock and snow, of course. Like you said, higher currents. We got a lot more water flowing through the area. Yeah, I mean, those are basically the main things that we're looking at as far as hazards go. The Forest Service will be working to clear trees through the Mammoth Lakes Basin, trees that could be potential hazards. And so that will actually be an issue as far as the road opening as well. Last year, I don't know if you're familiar with the area and you came up last year, but there's a bit of delay for opening the Mammoth Lakes Basin because of hazardous tree removal. So even though they have the roads plowed and open and ready to go, there are still issues with them clearing those trees out, making sure that the area was safe for everyone to camp in. So those are really some of the top three conditions and issues that we're going to be seeing with the high snow level this year.
And probably a lot more bugs too, right?
Well, that of course, that's a given. We're going to see more mosquitoes this year, but that means...
Bring your DEET, right?
Yeah, bring that DEET, and who knows, maybe throw a little mosquito pattern on the line and see how that does, because I'm sure that the trout are going to be used to seeing that. So,
good call.
Yep.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks for coming out, bringing the family here to the Hyatt Regency and our live show here at the Fred Hall Show. Let's go ahead and jump on the phones, Rick.
You got it. We definitely have some patient callers. And again, if you want to get through, 858 area code 457-1090. It's open right now or toll free at 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Dan. Called us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I was wondering if you knew the difference in size between the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach versus Del Mar.
Bart?
Well, actually, in physical size,
yeah.
Del Mar is actually larger because it's almost 1 million square feet, and this is more like 800,000. However, in terms of booths, there's twice as many booths here. There's more like 1,000 booths here. There's 500 down there. In terms of boats, it's approximately the same. We actually might have a few more boats in Del Mar, but that's about it. You know, the Long Beach Show has been in existence in one form or another in Los Angeles for 71 years, and we've been in San Diego for 41 years. And Long Beach is the largest sport fishing show in the world. San Diego is one of the largest sport fishing shows in the country. But nothing compares to Long Beach. It's in terms of size. It's nothing anywhere, not on the planet.
It's the biggie.
Yeah. But Del Mar, quite frankly, is a favorite of most of the exhibitors because it's large enough that you can do really good business, and yet it's small enough that you're not slammed like we are here, where it's just, you know, so many people. Now, on the weekend, I will say that the crowds in Del Mar are equal to the crowds in Long Beach on the weekend. But because it's a slightly larger space, there's a lot of stuff outside, easy access, that it spreads out better. So we love Del Mar. It's a really a fun show, and it's in a great location.
I'll say from a tackle shop side of things, we like the Del Mar show even better. I mean, obviously Long Beach is, just like we said, it's amazing. It's big. It draws such great crowds, and we get to showcase our shop to people that are not in our backyard. We prefer the Del Mar show because I think a shop like ours, you know, we get to showcase our talents by really, we have a really knowledgeable crew, and so we get to take time to outfit people appropriately. And Long Beach is just so crazy that, of course, you're going to get good service and good help, but you just flat out don't have the time to really spend individual time with a guy. So if somebody's coming in to outfit themselves with a trip at Del Mar, the pace is such that we can really go over everything just like we would in our store. And just because of the craziness of Long Beach, we don't get to do that. And I think Del Mar is our more favorite show between the two.
Oh, yeah.
And the specialty of Fisherman's Landing is that you do that everyone there knows everything so well. And that's the treat of going to Fisherman's Landing is getting that personal attention. I walked by your booth yesterday. It's hard to give that personal attention when there's 10 deep trying to get to the register.
And the two major tackle dealers here at the show, Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Turner's Outdoorsman, will be at the San Diego Del Mar show.
Yes.
And a much more kindler and gentler place to get your fishing tackle.
And Turner's Outdoorsman just asked us if we could somehow come up with more space for them to do a separate gun display, which they've never done in Del Mar, they're doing here, and it's worked out very well. But we don't know that we have the room. We're trying to find it, but
yeah,
it doesn't look good.
Cool. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great questions. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646 Baja.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito.
Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
What's that slam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-track cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150 or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.